AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Some 8,500 U.S. troops have been told to be ready to deploy as Russia continues to keep some 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders. The AP's Lolita Baldor reports that U.S. troops, if ordered, will head to Europe.
The Secretary of Defense ordered a number of U.S. troops. It's going to be up to 8,500 U.S. forces to be on a heightened alert and be prepared to deploy to Europe if needed and if warranted by NATO.
The State Department has also advised U.S. citizens in Ukraine to leave. Russian President Vladimir Putin has demanded that the U.S. and NATO bar Ukraine from joining the Western alliance and to pull troops out of Eastern European countries that are already members of NATO. Three Baltimore firefighters are dead, a fourth critically injured, when the roof of a burning three-story vacant row house collapsed on them as they were battling a blaze this morning. Mayor Brandon Scott.
This is a gut-wrenching tragedy for our city, for our fire department, and most importantly, for the families of our firefighters.
There's no word on what may have caused the fire. The Baltimore Sun reports that three other firefighters were hurt fighting a fire at that same location in 2015. After President Biden's remarks about work of the White House Competition Council, Fox News reporter Peter Ducey shouted a question at the president about inflation hurting or helping his public approval. Biden replied with sarcasm and vulgarity.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
The White House insists it is focused on curbing inflation, with Biden reorienting his entire economic agenda around that issue. This is AP News. In opening statements in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers, prosecutors accused the three of standing by as fellow officer Derek Chauvin slowly killed George Floyd right in front of them. A defense attorney for one of the men countered by saying that Chauvin called all the shots as a senior officer at the scene, and the Minneapolis Police Department did little to train officers to stop a fellow officer. Despite lower courts rejecting previous challenges, a conservative-leaning Supreme Court says it will hear a case challenging the consideration of race in college admissions. Harvard and the University of North Carolina are being sued, claiming they discriminate against Asian American applicants. More from the AP's Mark Sherman.
The Supreme Court's interest in taking this case is a strong suggestion that there may be a majority on the court for overturning those precedents and limiting, if not eliminating, the use of race in college admissions.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.